Today, I want to take advantage of some things that are happening around me to bring you a message, to bring you some advice. Maybe they are words that you have already heard, but today, I want to remind you because it's necessary. You can hear noises like a hammer, like a welding machine, and many things that can blur us at some point when we want to do something. I don't know if this has happened to you. When you want to study, when you want to concentrate, you want absolute silence, right? And any sound that interrupts silence takes you out of concentration. I want to use this example because this is how it happens to us in life. In life, there are no absolute silences. In life, there is always noise, and many times that noise will not let us listen clearly or have a clear focus on what God wants. So I ask you, please, do not be distracted, because suddenly you will say you are in the middle of a construction. Yes, I am in the middle of a construction, but still took the opportunity to record this message and give it to you from God. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. There is a piece of advice that Moses gives to the people of Israel, and I am going to put it to you in a little context. I don't know if you remember the moment when Israel leaves Egypt, crosses the sea. They already celebrate the 3 days of walking through the desert. They begin to experience that they need water. They are thirsty in the middle of the desert, and they find an oasis. When they see the oasis, see that amount of water in the middle of the desert, they celebrate. They give glory to God. But when they test the water, they realize that the water is not sweet. And they begin to complain. When Moses sees all of this, he cries out to God, and God gives Moses the strategy to sweeten the waters. And once the waters are sweet, they can take it. Then comes advice from God, because in that place, God tested them to see how much was in their hearts. And this is the circumstances of life, where there are blows, where there are sounds, where there is so much racket around us. When I talk to you about that, I don't just talk to you about physical sounds. I tell you about the loud sounds of the past. Guilt, pain, sadness, unforgiveness, people who hurt you, foolish words. You can add to it. How many more things would you add? Those are the sounds that stun us and do not allow us to concentrate. Those are the sounds that arise in life to distract us. But in the middle of each sound, we see a test from the Lord to see how entrenched we are in Him and how focused we are on what He wants for us. So after this test came to them in Exodus 15:26, Moses tells them, if you listen carefully to the voice of Jehovah your God and do what is right before His eyes and listen to His commandments and keep all His statutes, no disease of which I sent the Egyptians, I will send you, because I am Jehovah your healer. None of the diseases that I sent to the Egyptians could compare Egypt to the world, the place from which God brought us. Now He gives us a valuable promise. None of the diseases that sin brings by curses, to which people who do not know the Lord remain prisoners of these curses, captive. None of those curses will be able to touch us because we belong to God. But there is a request. There is an order. There is a commitment that God gives and is. If you hear, if you gave your ear and you keep Jesus fulfilled, all that He had to fulfill, that's why I could paraphrase this verse and tell you now, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, and do what is right before His eyes, and you will hear what Jesus has to tell you. You keep Jesus in your heart, and you live as God wants you to live. Nothing that happens in this world will affect you, because I am Jehovah your healer. We can say love and celebrate, but we also have the ability to be in the right tune to listen to the voice of God. Now, many times the noises you hear from life are not so annoying. Some are pleasant, right? They are pleasant to the ears. You may suddenly be reading, and there are people who like to study with music, then play loud music and study with music, which for some is noise and does not allow focusing. For others, they serve to focus. When you place music, it is pleasant to the ear, right? And you concentrate. There are noises. There are noises that seem good, but what they transmit is not the right thing. I hope I am making myself be understood at the moment. Listening to God requires being in the correct position. We can never interpret what God tells us. Being in the position that we bring from the world. That's why when God sends crisis, when God tests us, He takes us out of the comfort that we came from in the world to take us to a better state. A life that is not supported what this world gives. The world claims what it sustains. Now, when I speak to you about the world, planet Earth did not speak to you. I speak to you about the system, philosophy, the way to live, everything you can add to it, which still goes against what God has established. Everything that the system has called good, but what God says is not so. All of that strikes us many times, and it can catch your attention, and you can say, but this is good. I do nothing wrong to anyone. But what you are transmitting, what you are receiving in your heart, is what will be affected the most ahead. Because many times, what you receive from outside does affect, but what comes from the heart. Today, I want to advise you something. Learn to differentiate the sounds that your ears perceive. The ears are also windows of the soul. And many times, what we listen can blur us from the life that God has established. Many times, what we hear, we can consider as good. But how good is it? Many times, what we hear can separate us from what God wants to do. What are you listening to today? Everything you hear is added to the heart. And Jesus expressed it this way. Be careful what you hear, because even what you have received for what you hear will be taken from you. I explained it to you in this simple way. When they give you good advice at home, right? And you receive it and say, thank you, Mom. Thanks, Dad, for that advice. But every day, you go and meet with people you consider your best friends. And those people start to tell you things and things that go against what your parents told you. For some time, you hold on to yourself by will. But there will come a time when from listening to them so much, what you hear will begin to give you reality, since you believe it to the point that what your parents told you, so that you live in the correct way, you will discard them for the advice you are receiving daily from your friends, and then you will have to be responsible for what you displaced in your heart for having lent your ears to the wrong. How many times do we condemn? How many times do we judge people? Not because we know them, but because of what we hear from them. And thus, we can add many more examples for not knowing how to listen. But the eldest, the greatest of all, is when many times, my beloved friends, everything that is around us tries to extinguish the purpose, the promise that God gave you. And today, I want to advise you, perhaps you will not be able to cancel the noise that you have around you because they are going to see things that get out of hand. In the middle of this recording, there are many noises. There are cars going by. There are people working in construction. You can hear people talking in another place. That's how it will happen in life. But no, I can't stop giving you this message. There's going to be a lot of noise. You cannot change what happens. I cannot tell people. I would have to fight with everyone to shut them up. And in the end, they will do worse. Do you understand me? Then it's there where I must learn to go to that secret place, to the intimacy with God. And not to silence the external, to learn to silence the soul. This is wonderful because perhaps the external you can never change. But what is within you, you can make the decision to do it. And we can perceive the noise, but force our soul to discard it and to be vigilant, to listen to the voice of God and to learn. When you listen to the voice of God, don't harden your heart. When you listen to the advice that comes from God, do it. Do it because He will support you. He will be there with you because victory is already prepared for you. So I encourage you, get up today. Do not let your faith go out, please. Take care of your ears and listen to God carefully. Learn to discern. God is doing new things today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your training. Lord, forgive us because how many wrong decisions have we made because of wrong advice? Sometimes we deviate because we think that the crowd, because they are a crowd, are right. And it's not like that. You are the one who is always right. Forgive us for believing what we should not believe and for listening to what we should not listen. Today, clean our spiritual ears, Lord, and help us to hear clearly. We know that the noise of life will never keep quiet. There are things that we cannot take control of, and they are all around us. But we can focus on you.